This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New NEJM trial shows romiplostim reduces chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia risk. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi PKK MD MPH PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, a randomized controlled trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrates that romiplostim significantly reduces the incidence of chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia compared to placebo. The Phase 3 trial represents the first definitive evidence for preventive treatment of this common and dose-limiting side effect of cancer therapy. Key takeaways: romiplostim showed superior efficacy compared to placebo in preventing severe thrombocytopenia during chemotherapy. The trial was conducted across multiple cancer centers using rigorous randomized controlled methodology. Results could change clinical practice for managing chemotherapy-induced platelet depletion. Study at a glance. 394 NEJM volume number containing this breakthrough thrombocytopenia trial. Chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia. Clinical impact. Key clinical consequences of platelet depletion during cancer treatment. Grade 3 to 4. Severe thrombocytopenia. Dose delays. Treatment interruptions. Bleeding risk. Major complication. Source: New England Journal of Medicine. 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Breakthrough results in cancer supportive care. Chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia represents a significant challenge in oncology practice, frequently requiring dose reductions or treatment delays that can compromise cancer outcomes. The NEJM study addresses this critical gap by evaluating romiplostim, a thrombopoietin receptor agonist, as a preventive intervention. Romiplostim works by stimulating platelet production through megakaryocyte proliferation and differentiation. Previous studies have established its efficacy in immune thrombocytopenic purpura, but this represents the first major trial specifically targeting chemotherapy-induced platelet depletion. The clinical implications extend beyond supportive care to potentially enabling more intensive chemotherapy regimens. Trial design and clinical significance. The randomized placebo-controlled design provides the highest level of evidence for clinical decision-making. Published in NEJM's June 2026 issue, the study follows rigorous methodology standards expected for this Tier 1 medical journal. The trial's placement in NEJM signals the editor's assessment of its potential to influence clinical practice guidelines. Thrombocytopenia affects a substantial proportion of cancer patients undergoing cytotoxic chemotherapy, with incidence varying by regimen intensity and patient factors. Current management relies primarily on platelet transfusions and dose modifications, both associated with significant limitations. The research findings suggest a proactive approach may be superior to reactive management. Implications for oncology practice. The study's publication in NEJM typically precedes incorporation into major oncology guidelines from organizations such as the National Comprehensive Cancer Network and American Society of Clinical Oncology. Romiplostim's established safety profile in other indications supports its potential for rapid clinical adoption. Cost-effectiveness analyses will be crucial for implementation, as thrombopoietin receptor agonists represent a significant expense compared to standard supportive care. However, preventing chemotherapy delays and hospitalizations for severe thrombocytopenia may offset initial costs. Healthcare systems will need to evaluate the economic impact alongside clinical benefits. Future research directions. While this trial establishes romiplostim's efficacy, several questions remain for future investigation. Optimal dosing schedules, patient selection criteria, and combination with other supportive care measures require further study. The FDA approval process for this new indication will likely require additional safety data and post-marketing surveillance. Comparative effectiveness research against other emerging approaches to thrombocytopenia prevention will inform clinical practice. The field of cancer supportive care continues to evolve, with multiple novel agents in development targeting chemotherapy-induced hematologic toxicities. Romiplostim demonstrated superior efficacy versus placebo in preventing chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia in cancer patients. Research team, multicenter trial, the New England Journal of Medicine, what this means. For patients, cancer patients may experience fewer treatment delays and reduced bleeding complications with preventive romiplostim therapy. For clinicians, oncologists now have evidence-based option for preventing chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia rather than only treating after onset. For policymakers, healthcare systems should evaluate cost-effectiveness and access policies for romiplostim as preventive supportive care in cancer treatment. Frequently asked questions: what is chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia? Thrombocytopenia is a condition where platelet counts drop below normal levels, commonly caused by chemotherapy's suppression of bone marrow platelet production. This can lead to increased bleeding risk and require treatment modifications. How does romiplostim work to prevent low platelet counts? Romiplostim is a thrombopoietin receptor agonist that stimulates the bone marrow to produce more platelets by promoting megakaryocyte development. It mimics the natural hormone thrombopoietin that regulates platelet production. Will this change how cancer patients are treated? If adopted into clinical practice guidelines, romiplostim could allow cancer patients to maintain full-dose chemotherapy schedules with reduced risk of dangerous platelet drops. However, implementation will depend on cost-effectiveness analyses and regulatory approvals. This NEJM trial establishes a new paradigm for managing chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia, shifting from reactive to preventive approaches. The evidence base supports romiplostim's potential integration into standard oncology supportive care protocols, pending regulatory review and guideline updates. The findings represent a significant advance in enabling optimal cancer treatment delivery while minimizing hematologic complications. Source: Romiplostim versus placebo for chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia.